When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey fans, welcome back. I'm Owen Holt, and this is Awesomeness TV's Vibe Room, the show where the drama is always fresh with your favorite influencers and ATV cast members. Make sure to check out Next Influencer on Paramount Plus, where you can find extended scenes with even more drama. And today, I'm joined by some very special guests, the stars of A&I Season 3, Noah, Carrie, and Taylor, with an additional few other stars, Maddie and Honey. Woo! Welcome to the Vibe Room.
Welcome to the Vibe Room.
You guys, welcome back. It wasn't too long ago we were all in the Vibe Room. The Carrie and Taylor drama seems to be a never-ending story, but things got heated up even more in this week's episode when Noah and Evan tried to share some advice with Carrie that somehow turned into a huge fight with everyone. So let's roll the clip.
I'm not gonna listen to that right now. I know this must be hard on you, and I'm sorry it's hard on you.
It's not hard on me.
But I'm gonna remove
you. You are gaslighting her. You know what I just figured out? That is gaslighting. Holy shit.
With me, and I'm gonna shut that down.
I know this is hard for you, and I'm sorry this is hard for you.
Are you okay? Carrie, like for real, like, are you okay? No?
Damn, not my business.
Whoa! Initial thoughts, go!
There was a point where I was kind of getting emotional watching that because that was like one of the hardest points in the show for me. Just kind of being like the center of everything going on there and having everyone team up against you. There's nothing like that. So the first thing I want to address is that the people in the house seem to be confusing me not wanting to argue and playing into their games for standing up for myself. Because why would I waste my energy on bullies when my higher goal is to end bullying? I don't need to engage in this toxic game. I don't want other people to go through what I went through during the course of this week. That's my mission. I chose to step out of the toxic when everyone was begging me to argue and engage.
Personally?
But for the people out there who don't, and it wasn't okay. You, let me make something clear. It wasn't you necessarily in that video. It was all of these people in the room as a result of your manipulation from the start of the game. Their opinion of me was formed based off of what you told them. Carrie went behind my back. Carrie did this. That was based off of lies that you fed them.
You know what, Carrie? I was actually going to be really nice, but now that you just said everyone else's actions are all because of me and I'm basically the hands up everyone's their puppets in my show. Like that's
your words, not mine.
No, nobody, but that's what you said. I just said different words. It doesn't matter. It's still the sentence
never
that you meant to say.
Words.
Nobody on this show bullied you. And you might feel that way. And like I had explained to you when we had our talk, I understand the way you were feeling. I don't know what I would have done if I was standing in a room and everybody was talking about me, but you know what? You can't sit back and say that it was bullying. That's just complete bullshit, and that's unfair to not only me, but to everyone in the cast, everyone that's on production, everyone around them. Do you think that anyone would sit
Don't
back
talk
and
about
just
production? Production
do you think that anyone for a second would just sit back and be like, "Oh, Carrie's being bullied." Okay. Obviously not. Nobody
because
was bullying
in
you.
Everyone in that house is just okay.
You
just
know what?
No.
I'm gonna say it again. I said it once and I'm gonna say it again. We
Go
are
ahead,
two
Taylor.
Adults having a disagreement, that doesn't mean that anyone is bullying you. Nobody called you any names. Nobody said anything about your physical appearance.
You did call me quite a few names. Okay, let me make something clear. Bullying is not just calling
someone. You called me quite a few names. You called me the villain. You called me toxic. You called me toxic sandbox, whatever the f*** that means.
Yeah, like, that's not name calling. You called me fake. You called me the B word, which I am still not going to say on camera. And let me just make something clear. Bullying is not just commenting on someone's physical appearance, which is what you just said. Psychological bullying is manipulating those around you so that they have a different perception of you based off of what it was in the beginning. Now I can finally tell my story so everyone knows what you did. You are the bully. You are a perfect example of how a bully can lie and turn everyone against an innocent person. I am an innocent person, but now I'm able to tell my story.
I'm an innocent person. I'm an innocent person. That's all you say.
Like, please let me finish.
Just because you play the victim doesn't mean that you're the victim. What do you not understand?
So I'm going to end by saying thank you, Taylor. Thank you. You have made my mission to eradicate bullying even clearer based on your actions.
I have a really big problem with you calling me a bully. Like, seriously, I really like, I'm not joking. Nobody bullied you. When the cameras were down at night, you were hanging out with us. Nobody told you that you can't stay with us or you can't hang out with us. We were upstairs laying on each other's bed, hanging out. So don't call me a bully because I'm not a bully, and I have a big problem with that. I'm not joking with you, Carrie. Do not mess with me with the bullying card. I'm not joking. I'm not joking. I'm getting defensive because it's offensive that you are using the bullying card when not one single person bullied you. Everyone has their own choice, and everyone saw what you were doing. And let's just play devil's advocate for a second. Let's just say I did tell you I had a boyfriend, which I didn't. Let's just say I did. That's what you go and do. That is what you go and do. When someone confides in you,
you
go and use information that someone told you in confidence to benefit yourself. That makes you a bad person.
I'm going to have to stop you guys right there. And I just kind of want to talk about how Carrie Ann Taylor, given that you guys just had a convo and said you'd squash this beef, we're barely just halfway through the season. How do you think both of you are going to move on from this? Like, is it truly done this time around? Or is there even a sliver of hope that you guys can move on with this? Or, like, where do you see this going?
We've said it before. We're going to agree to disagree.
We're going to agree to disagree all you want, but I'm still going to say what I have to say.
I want to
squash... Okay, just copy me like you do with everything. I'm literally shaking. I don't want to do this vibe room anymore. I'm being serious. I don't want to do it anymore. I'm being so serious. Can I talk to a producer? I'm being serious.
All right, we are back. Thank you for coming back to the vibe room. Let's get into our first game. Here we go. So since we're midway through the season of A&I and you guys have gotten a chance to really get to know your housemates, I thought we'd play a game called Superlatives. I'm gonna give you guys a category, like, for example, best looking or worst influencer. And you guys are gonna say who in the house most represents that title. You guys like to judge, right? So let's get into it. Most likely to crash their car. Noah, who in the house best represents this line? Go first.
Oh, definitely Taylor, 100%.
Guilty. Guilty. I have to say me because I'm not the best at driving.
What about you, Carrie?
Me, because I don't have my license.
Oh, moving on. Who is the funniest in the house? Carrie, we'll start with you this time.
Funniest in the house? I'd say either Evan or Noah.
Evan. Evan cracks me up. And Taylan. Taylan cracks me the
Taylan's funny too.
I have to say Sierra because she has made phrases and jokes that I just cannot stop laughing about. She really, really makes me smile.
Who in the house is the cringiest?
That's mean.
I was gonna say myself. Like, I'm pretty cringe. Like, honestly.
I can't argue with that. I'm gonna go with Noah.
Hey, moving on to a more lighthearted one. Besides me, who in the house is the best dressed?
Myself. I tried really hard
I'll give it to Taylor personally. She did really go all out.
I'm not going to say myself because I feel like that's selfish, so I will say Taylor. I think she has great style.
Aw, thank you.
Who's most likely to forget to post a brand deal?
Noah.
Honestly, it might be me.
I have to say, maybe Soha.
Yeah.
Who is most likely to have the craziest autobiography one day?
I mean,
I want to have a cool autobiography. Like, shit.
My life so far has been a crazy roller coaster, so I'm going to have to say myself because I can't even imagine what's in the future.
Last one. Who is most likely to get canceled one day and why?
Taylor.
Oh, I was quick.
I mean, Terry. I don't need to explain it, but I don't think we need to explain ourselves, but.
Well, yeah, thank you guys for playing Superlatives. That was a lot of fun. I wish we played that in the house, but, you know, I'm glad we got it done in the vibe room. Well, I'm sure that you all are no strangers to stitching videos on TikTok, so I thought we'd make our own segment that I like to call I'll Go First. I'll start it off with a topic, and then you guys can take turns telling your most fitting story. What's an opinion that would offend no one?
Okay, so when you wash your hands, soap before water. Is that water. Like, can we agree on that? Can we agree on that?
Dip because my hands wet a little bit, then soap it up.
Yeah.
Then you continue to like the full wash.
No, yeah. Just soap before water. Just soap and then water.
Tay, go ahead.
I think it's a complete crime to anyone who eats their fries without ketchup. Seriously.
I don't ever I think use it's ketchup.
Well, put me
ever.
In jail and handcuff me because. Right. Yeah.
Oh, and so, you're like me, bro. No sauce with nothing. Like, if you're eating chicken nuggets, just
no
just
sauce with nothing.
I was going to say TikTok is the best social media app.
I think that that is the popular answer, especially recently with, like, TikTok just overtaking Google as, like, the biggest search engine, you know? And then it also is just the most downloaded app, basically, in the world. I'm in the minority. I disagree, but I totally think that
What's
that's a...
What's your favorite?
Twitter. I like Twitter.
Twitter?
Dude, what? I don't even know how to work Twitter.
I appreciate you telling me your popular opinions, basically. And even though we didn't agree, that it was really cool to get some insight from other people on you know, what happens. Like the whole soap thing. I didn't even know that, you know, people had different ways of putting on soap. So, as you know, you guys have been here before. It is time for my favorite part of the vibe room. It is time for the fan questions. So, a lot has gone down on the show, and fans have formed their own assumptions already about the cast and situations so far. So today we're going to hear these juicy assumptions and give our guests a chance to clear the air. Let's jump right in. James with three S's says, Noah doesn't actually like coffee. He just does it for the views. Noah, this assumption, clear the air.
I actually hated coffee, like throughout my whole series. Like I never claimed to like drink coffee. I dumped coffee on myself for 164 days, and I didn't even start drinking it until afterwards. And then, like, now I love it. I drink it every single day. But initially, I hated it. Like, I would never drink it. I just dumped it on myself.
This next assumption is from Gina, and Gina says that Taylor is just a big flirt. Taylor, respond to Gina.
I don't think I'm a big flirt. I definitely think my personality is larger than life. I think that I am naturally a flirtatious person, and I understand that can be perceived as a big flirt, but I just think some people are just naturally flirtatious.
Carrie, this next one's for you. It is from Lizzie Love, and Lizzie says that Carrie has a big crush on Christian. Is this assumption, Carrie? Is it real or is it false? Please tell the fans what we want to know.
I mean, you guys watched prom night. Christian and I were just friends. Nothing happened. I mean, like, come on.
This next assumption is for all of you, and it is from Marie G. And Marie says that Taylan doesn't actually like Sierra. Oof. Go ahead.
There's no way.
No, I don't even want to believe that that's even true. It just would ruin everything for me.
Well, you three, thank you so much for answering those juicy assumptions that the fans have been wondering. And fans at home, thank you so much for asking those and sending in those juicy assumptions. If your assumption or question didn't get answered this Vibram episode, don't worry. Be sure to comment on this Vibram episode or get in the conversation by going to our next influencer TikTok. I will be going to the next influencer TikTok and pulling questions for next Vibram episode. So go right now, go, go, go. So finally, it is time for our last game. And since you all know all about things getting messy, I thought we'd play Put a Finger Down, Messy Edition. Here's how it works. I'm gonna list off some things, and if you've ever done them, you have to put a finger down. But here's where things get interesting. Whoever puts down five fingers first has to text someone from season 3 an iconic season 2 winner, Ace the King quote. And also, if you lie, we're gonna find out. And you're not gonna wanna lie because there are huge punishments for lying on the Vibe Room. That's all I'm gonna say. You don't wanna figure it out. Anyways, let's get into it. Put a finger down. Let's get the hands up. Put a finger down if you've ever started a rumor about someone. Okay. Put a finger down if you've ever sent someone a DM that their significant other is cheating.
Nope.
No? No one?
Taylor did.
All right. I ain't seen a thing.
Taylor, mm-hmm. Did you put a finger down?
Yeah. Okay, I can't give any details, but...
No names.
Brief story, my bestie was dating this guy who, at the time, I had a boyfriend. They were best friends. And in the boys' group chat, I got a quick peek after New Year's. The boys were sending in Snapchats. And I saw something that was definitely not meant for my eyes. I just happened to have been with my boyfriend at the time, and he was opening it with me there, and we both were shocked. We had a huge fight about it, but I was like, I have to tell my best friend. I took a picture of it on my phone so she could see for herself. And I guess it wasn't a DM, it was a text, but yes, I told my bestie that her boyfriend was cheating on her on New Year's, guys.
New Year's. Ooh, jeez. I bet they didn't get a New Year's kiss.
No.
Sorry.
Not from her, at least. Jeez.
Yeah, not from her.
Put a finger down if you've ever blocked someone from the A&I house. All right, you guys. Put a finger down if you've ever shared a best friend's secret. I gotta think about this one. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be playing. I just joined in.
Girls are really good at keeping secrets, so I feel like that's not going to be either me.
Girls are good at keeping secrets?
Oh, just kidding. What am I saying? LMAO.
Put a finger down if you've ever stolen someone's TikTok idea.
I mean, trends.
With credit or without credit?
I feel like everybody has. It's TikTok. That's like literally.
You know.
Yeah, trends.
It's a trend.
But here's the thing, though. Like,
I think we're all guilty.
I think we're all guilty too. I think credit doesn't matter if you've, you know, taken someone's idea. You gotta put a finger down.
Yeah,
like, you should give credit.
No shame. Like,
yes, with credit.
Put a finger down if you've ever cheated on a test.
I'm gonna need to put a lot down.
I was doing a math test. I was in, I think it was geometry, and I went to a religious school, so we had to wear skirts down to our knees. And I wrote the formulas of the math on my thigh. And me and like a bunch of other girls did this because they're not going to ask us to lift up our skirt, obviously. We go to a religious school. One of the girls got caught and all the girls were asked to stand up, went to the office with a girl in the office and asked to lift up our skirts. And we all got caught and we all got zeros. It was terrible.
Why didn't you like mid walk to the office just... get a little, you know, water bottle and paper towel and just...
Yeah, we were escorted. Like, there was no time. Like, you were caught. Like, we were caught. It was done.
That's so funny.
The jig was up.
There was a Spanish test I had during online school when we were all online during COVID. And I put my Spanish notes, I put, like, the study guide right on top of my camera. So I was very sneaky.
Put a finger down. Yeah, what do you mean?
Everybody has cheated on it, especially if you're doing that online. There ain't no way you're not cheating. Like, no way.
No, that's true.
put a finger down if you've accidentally texted the person you were talking bad about.
That is so annoying.
I literally did that recently. I was talking to this guy from home, and he said something to me, and I screenshotted it to send it to my friend, and I sent it to him instead.
Oh, that's terrible.
Put a finger down if you've ever had a crush on a friend's sibling.
Friend's sibling.
Not like a crush, but like I have some siblings with some hot friends.
Put a finger down if you've ever been cheated on. Tay-Tay, did I see a finger just go down? No comment, but I saw it, so no need to elaborate on that. How many do you have left, by the way, Tay-Tay? Is that one? Is that one left? Wait, can we get a finger count just so like everyone's like aware? Carrie, how many do you have?
I got two.
Two.
I have two. Tay-Tay?
One.
Put a finger down if you've ever flirted with someone because you're bored. And the loser of this game that has to text an HB King line to someone from season 3 is Tay-Tay.
I'm just gonna.
Didn't she already have to pull her phone? Never mind. We'll see. Okay, Tay-Tay, get that phone out.
I want you. You gotta text Soha. End of discussion. Log out. Bye. You're done.
Hopefully, she won't take it seriously.
Where I'm from, down in the south, we gonna check you. Oh, 3, 2, 1.
Sender.
Yo.
Boom. Yo.
Tay-Tay, you gotta let us know if she ends up responding. Feel free to interrupt me whenever you want during this wrap-up. And yes, fans, that's right. We are wrapping up. Thank you all so much at home for watching this week's episode of Awesomeness TV's Vibe Room. And thank you, Carrie, Taylor, and Noah for joining me. Don't forget to watch A&I on Awesomeness TV every Thursday and check out all the extended scenes from A&I Season 3 only on Paramount+. As always, I'm Owen Holt.
I'm Taylor Burke.
Oh no.
I love it.
And you're watching Awesomeness TV's Vibe Room.
Let's go, baby.
Bye.